And now, episode 3 of Bun and Co. Can the awesome power of the World Wide Web be harnessed to improve dwindling property sales in the Pennines? Or at least will the office juniors Tracy and Nigel take a closer personal interest in their work? Probably not.
Bun and Co. By Mike Stott. Time, the present. Place, Boggart's Bridge.
With that market, there's nothing worth buying anymore.
What'd you buy then?
Nothing.
I thought so.
Have you seen that new fake hippie stall? Incense and coloured candles. Guess what the special offer is?
Incense and candles?
Perfumed massage oils.
Oh.
Who do you think was buying some?
Queen Victoria.
Monica Bun.
Close.
Plum and passion fruit melange. Great big bottle of it. Purple sticky stuff that pongs.
Mm.
I thought you'd be excited. Wonder if he will be.
Mm.
Suppose I better warn him. Don't go home without rubber gloves. Mm. Busy then, are you, Tracy?
Mm. Found this website.
Well, I never. Educational, is it?
It is, yeah.
How to brighten up the office with charm and intelligence, perhaps?
Not so far, no. It's about what Bedouin blokes get up to together.
I beg your pardon?
Well, not just in tents, neither. I didn't know you could do that on a camel.
Do what? My sainted Aunt Fanny, that's disgraceful.
Well, it's quite difficult too, even on a what's it? The one that's not a dromedary. So you've both got an hump to hold on to.
Off.
Humps on humps, eh? Fancy a brew, Colette?
If there was a nunnery next door, young lady, you'd be on your way there. Have you taken leave of your... I mean, what if an innocent member of the public walked in trying to decide between a bungalow and a barn conversion and saw that filth?
Well, they can't see the screen from that side of the counter. And they weren't filthy. They'd just been in the shower doing strange things
with a bar... Nigel wandered in? That might have warped his mind, such as it is. Where is he anyway, Nigel?
He's out somewhere.
Out where?
Dunno. Tea or coffee?
You should know. Mr. Bun, where's he?
He's out somewhere else. Oh, unless he's in the... No, he's out somewhere or other. I'll do tea for two then, shall I? Oh, yes, please, Tracy, that'd be lovely. Right then.
I mean... Oh, I give up.
Do you?
No, I damn well do not. That girl, Barry, is the public face of Bun and Co. At least when I'm not here.
Where were you?
Oh, I had a quick glance around the market, but...
Ah, nothing worth buying there anymore.
I know, but Tracy now. And Nigel too, he's as bad.
Bad as what?
Bad as she is.
I'll go now, Colette. I'll click the shop door locked, shall I?
If it's not too much trouble. Yes, please, Tracy. Night? It's not even 6 o'clock yet.
It feels like it. Oh, I'm weary.
Okay, then. Leaving aside the camels,
oh,
then.
Oh, please.
She didn't know where Nigel was. All she knew was out somewhere, I mean.
He probably didn't know where he was. And he was there. It's been a long day, Colette.
I'm not getting at them as such. I'm trying to save them from themselves. I mean, if you read the Daily Mail more, you'd be more au fait. Remember Generation X?
No, I'd have been more of a mod myself, if I'd not been a bit late.
This lot's worse than Generation X. Oh, the Mail has them tagged, I can tell you. Most of them don't care who they work for. I use the word work loosely. Some of them don't even know who they work for. Words like profit, teamwork mean nothing to them.
Mm.
They don't know that no sales will mean no jobs for them. They've never visited the coalface, Barry. They need their eyes opening.
At the coalface? I've done 6 accompanying visits today and never got a nibble. So, what are you saying, Colette?
I'm saying they need help. They need to be shown the ropes to join the team and earn their corn and not just loll about gawping at camels.
Oh.
Or be out somewhere. Out doing what? Not working, not earning, not unless he's an itinerant crack dealer. Well, he might be, for all we know. Well, Barry?
Nigel couldn't sell crackers at Christmas, and I'm going home.
I'm right, you know I am. Something's got to be done by you, Barry.
Like murdering Monica, but not tonight. David Axenborough's on. Sorry?
I said, And I meant it too.
I tell you what, I'll sleep on it.
Yeah.
Cold faces. Right. Night then.
Dodger.
Oh, I forgot. You didn't see Monica on the market, did you?
Yes. Not to talk to, but...
No. I just wondered if she'd bought anything.
Oh, I don't know.
Probably not. She never gets anything. I'll see you in the morning. I think I'll get a good night's sleep tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you in the morning.
Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to work I go with a... anything and a bell that goes ping. Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's in to work I've come with a smile and a song and a... What's that pong? Oh, gosh.
Shush, will you?
No, but rotting fruit and...
Shut up! I'm listening.
To a pong?
To them, in the sanctum.
No.
It won't come off, Colette. I've scrubbed and scrubbed and... Oh, no.
What?
Well, what if it never comes off? The rest of my life with purple, pongy hands. Like the man in the iron mask. I'll be the man in the leather gloves. Oh, but they're still pong. They do, don't they, Colette? Pong.
There is a fit. Oh, they do, yeah, pong.
Oh.
What baffles me is, why did you ever buy the stuff?
I didn't. It was Monica. It's all her fault, this. Plum and passion fruit melange. Oh,
I see. Say.
What?
Well, if you've got it all over your hands, where's Monica got it?
Almost all over.
Oh.
Well, it finally ran out, thank God. But can you imagine massaging Monica?
I'd rather not.
It's like painting the fourth bridge. I was at it for hours.
It's supposed to be erotical, isn't it, massage oil?
Not that stuff, wasn't. Up to me elbows in purple gunk and Monica... fast asleep.
You let her sleep, coated in purple gunk.
I couldn't wake her up. You try sleeping next to that.
But you did.
It's my bed. Well, half of it is. She might not be much of a mover when she's awake, but she rolls all night long, slithering out of bed, slithering back in, woof, back on the floor. Oh, Colette, it was like trying to sleep with a purple porpoise. Did you just titter?
No, I did not. But I know somebody who did. Right. As you seem to have gathered, we have a slight crisis on our hands.
Not my hands.
Shut it! This is a crisis, Tracy, that affects the whole team, including you, and you too, Nigel, and it is not even remotely funny. You might be smirking on the other side of your face any minute now, Nigel.
Uh-huh.
But just for the moment, stay here, don't giggle, don't splutter, and do nothing.
How can you do nothing?
Easy. Watch me. Mind if I had the practice.
Look at my diary, Colette. It's full.
Of purple smudges.
People to see, places to sell, shaking hands, and everybody sniffing. What can I do? What can I do?
We can cope, Barry. Teamwork. Now, here's what you do. You go out the back door and you go and see Gary at the garage. He has all sorts of industrial stuff for getting things off things. He works wonders for Jeff when he got that stick insect stuck in his nose.
Oh, yeah. Silly sod.
Oh, really? Well, he didn't have purple pongy hands.
Oh.
Go on, then. And keep your hands in your pockets till you get there.
Oh.
Right. Due to an unfortunate and not funny domestic incident, Mr. Bunn is not able to fulfil his morning commitments, so you two will do them instead.
Eh?
Oh.
Starting with you, Nigel.
414
Blackstone Road. Not 416, nor 412, 414. Message received. You go to that address, taking the necessary equipment, which is all in this box... marked measuring kit so you don't think it's a lunchbox. And you conduct a full and careful measuring of the house, inside and out. And the address?
414 Blackstone Road, but...
Here. With a view, you see, to a professional valuation being offered to the vendors by Mr. Bunn, once his hands stop ponging. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't know how. Not a clue, have you?
Well, he can learn then. After he's dropped you off at... 2 Derwent Drive. Appointment at 11 a.m. with a Mr. Henshaw. An accompanied viewing followed, hopefully, by an offer to purchase. We're asking 110 and we'll drop to 15 if he spots the crack. Right, good.
But she can't sell houses, can you?
No, and you can't measure them, can you?
No.
No?
You can try, the pair of you. You can stop whinging and learn from experience and become proper members of the team and try. Bun and Company, estate agents. Good morning, this is Colette speaking. And how may I help you?
I'm not going to get old. It's not worth it. I might stick it out till middle age, but once I'm 29, well, good night, Vienna.
Oh, how? Hanging? Poison? Jumping off a cliff, if you can find one? Left.
I know. I mean, even when they're not rubbing pongy gunk on each other, they're either gagger and gabbling on about the good old days.
Right.
I know. And shower power, or some such. Or else they're suddenly snappy and ratty and grotty. Bullies, that's it. They always know what to do and how and when, and they always tell you...
Stop!
Oh! I mean, what's she got us doing? Us? Things we can't do. But why, though? That's the mystery. Because...
So, we can see that we're hopeless.
But she could just ask. Are you hopeless, Nigel? Yeah. No need for all this rigmarole measuring.
I'm not hopeless. I'm a long, long way from being hopeless. And she's going to find that out. Oh, and you'll not need to do any measuring, either.
Eh?
Engine off. Follow me.
Tracy? Hello?
Through here. Come on.
Ooh, this is nice and new, isn't it?
Smashing, if you're a sardine or a match. Now then.
What did you mean that I'll not need to measure that place? 4-1,
Wait and see. Now then, we're in an office in Halifax now.
Who is? Eh?
And I am Deirdre from Dundee, yeah.
I don't... Do I? No.
Hello, Bun and Co. Good morning to you, Miss Kershaw. This is Mr. Henshaw's personal assistant, Deirdre, speaking. Mr. Henshaw, I believe, has a... That's correct, but... Oh, I see. Oh, dear. No, it's just very confidentially now, Miss Kershaw. But he has new took his pills this morning. 2 green ones and a red and black one. Oh, I'm afraid it might be very important, yes. He, without the medication, he can be, peculiar. So, could you? Oh, that is brilliant. I do admire a decisive woman, Miss Kershaw. And in case you need to call back, which I doubt you will, but you do have our number, do you? 272595. That's the one. Oh, grand. I'll leave it in your capable hands then, Miss Kershaw. A pleasure to speak with you. Wait.
What for?
Hello? This is number 2... Oh, hello, Colette. This is a surprise... What? Yeah, I will. Right. What? You mean suddenly slavering and whipping an axe out? Are you sure? Oh. So he doesn't go? Peculiar or not? 2 green and red and black. I think I can remember that. Yeah. Bye! 272595.
Tracy,
Hello? This is Buddha Go. Is Mr. Henshaw there? Eh? Oh, concerning his visit to look at the house this morning, just to tell him, the person meeting him has got mumps. Sorry, but is very willing to meet Mr. Henshaw if... Oh, well, if you think so. Right then, bye. Piece of cake, eh?
Do you do this sort of stuff often, dear?
I do, darling. It pleases me. Any road.
We're both in the clear now, eh? Yeah?
I'm not just a bit behind. I'm days away from working
out. How many times do you think 414 Blackstone Road's been measured already? Every time it's been up for sale. And the agents were... It begins with a B.
Oh!
Get the file, but don't print a copy. Do it by hand so it's more like you, Scruffy.
Yeah, right. Oh, no. Colette will be there. She'll catch me at it. She always catches me. Mine, so does everybody, so...
No problem. I've got rid of Henshaw, so we'll drive back and I'll think of how to get her out the office. It'll be a pleasure. Come on, then.
I'm telling you, Brenda, coated in it purple slime, and he stood there saying, what can I do,
Colette!
Hang on, Brenda.
Look, clean as a whistle, both of them. Pink, not purple. And not ponging. Oh, isn't science wonderful?
Is Monica sorted out?
Oh, I don't know. I am.
Poor woman's probably glued to the bed. You go straight back to Gary, Barry, and get at least a gallon of the stuff and put Monica out of her misery. Well?
It was all her fault anyway. I'm not to blame. Wasn't me bought the stuff and... Oh,
did you catch that, Brent? I know, typical. I'm all right, Jack, when that poor woman will be stuck in that house, bright purple, ponging like pig swill, and... I know, I shouldn't, but... Oh, I'll call you back, Ren. I think that might be Monica.
Bun and Company, estate agents, Colette speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi there.
This is Nikki the Groot here. Am I speaking with Miss Colette Kershaw? Oh, excellent. I am the senior project director for Popular Property. It is new. The launch is next month, and we are planning a special feature on the nation's brightest and best estate agent office manager in the north of England. I'm on the N60-something right now, but you know what, Colette? In every conversation, your name is mentioned. Yes, indeed.
You're evil, you are.
So I thought an in-depth interview, you know, your style, motivation, your whole philosophy of office management, if you have one, with a photo portrait, too, of course, for the front cover, yeah? But it must be this morning, say, 1 hour from now. Oh, but if this is not possible, I could fall back on other names, so... Excellent. I look forward to meeting you two. Till then. Then!
Pure evil. Yeah.
Ow! Nigel, if you don't want to lose all feeling in your left leg, shut up and slow down. Give it time to panic properly.
Panic? Colette?
Believe me. Panic.
No time. Philosophy now. Me philosophy. What's my philosophy? Oh, makeup. Yes. Clothes. Can I get away with... Oh, you cannot. Deep breath. Deep breath. Come on. Relax. Just relax. Dress. The burgundy. Oh, don't be daft. Philosophy. Well, Nicky, what was it Florence Nightingale said? Oh, don't be daft. She could have said anything. Shoot your trap, Sergeant Major, or we'll chop the other one off. Oh, trouser suit. Blue suede, yes. Power dressing, yes. Oh, car keys. Who's in charge? There's nobody here. Oh, no. Oh, hell.
Hello.
You didn't take long.
Oh, well,
No, don't matter. You're in charge. Blue suede. Teamwork, yes?
Didn't know biddies could run.
So, was I right?
You were. She was jabbering.
Go on, then. Get the measurements. I'll see you later.
Aren't you going to help me?
I have helped you. Popping down to Kebab Corner. Get a yoghurt vindaloo. First it cools, then it bites, yeah?
Oh, my God. What a morning. What a day. What a life. And it's not over yet. Oh.
Bathroom. 8 by 12.5. Yeah. Bedroom.
14 by 14. Yeah.
Ah! Nigel?
Oh, hello, Mr. Bunn. Got the measurements.
Mm.
Well, most of them. That Colette told me to get.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a look, see. Oh.
They're not complete yet, quite, but...
Very impressive.
Oh. Oh.
Where is this place? Anywhere near Buckingham Palace?
414 Blackstone Road? I don't think so. Mind you...
Bathroom, 8 metres by 12.5 metres. Small tool shed, 5 by 6.5 metres. Kitchen stroke diner, 9 by... Oh, say, 13 metres. Staircase width, 4 metres. By God, they don't build semis like this anymore, do they?
No. No.
Bunn and Company. Barry Bunn speaking. What more? What? They don't do 5-gallon drums. Monica, the stuff costs an arm and a leg, so... Oh, you've only done an arm and a leg. No, right, I'm going. I'm coming, I'm on my way. It's feet and inches, you prune.
Oh, well, we never did them in,
You've been saved by the bell. And Monica.
Phew. Thank you, Mrs. Bunn.
Is she not here yet? Nicky de Hoot.
Who? Oh,
Oh, thank God for that.
No.
Time to get my breath back and get myself together in philosophy.
Sorry?
I'm back in charge now. You can clear off. Go and stick some signs up somewhere or whatever. Hang on. You were measuring up 414 Blackstone. What are you gawping at?
Well, you.
Eh? Oh.
You've changed your clothes.
I know that. It was me that did it.
You've changed your face.
I know. So?
So, no. Just going out.
Oh, fool. I'm surrounded by fools. I'm so glad you asked me that, Nicky. My philosophy on office management is, well...
You should try one of these yoghurt vindaloos, Nigel.
Water, water, water.
Go on, have a nibble.
Not bloody lightly. I mean it, you know. You've got to own up and tell her. I mean, she's waiting there, all tarted up with strange makeup on and waiting for somebody who's never going to come. It's just not fair. She looks like Cher in there. Well?
No problem, my pudding. No problem at all.
You see, deep down, Nicky, people are human beings. And so... Bunn and Company, estate agents, Colette. Sorry? Resigned? What? Headhunted? On the M60-something? Well, I don't... I mean, I really don't know what to... Oh, really? Well, same to you with bells on, then. You have a nice day, too. Think I give an hoot, Mr. Hoot... Bitch. Damn Dutch. Dolly bird. Probably. Oh, thank you, life. Thank you very much. I mean, bloody hellfire. I take the trouble to storm off home and get all togged up. Bitch, birding, blooming, bloody... Oh, sorry, I didn't...
I would like to complain about my treatment.
So would I.
I kept the appointment. The other party did not appear. My time has been wasted.
I know the feeling. Look at me.
I have not come here to look at you. I've come here to complain. There was nobody there for my appointment.
Nobody where? What appointment?
11 o'clock. I was there on the dot. Because I'm never without my mobile, and I've had mumps already.
Mumps?
When I was 4. Very unpleasant it was too. But I made a complete recovery, happily.
From mumps?
From mumps.
Well, good for you, but I am a rather busy person, so...
Ditto, madam. But I had an appointment, and I kept that appointment because mumps are not a problem for me, so...
Yeah. You're Henshaw.
Mr. Henshaw to you. I know that. What I do not know...
Back. Get back.
I beg your pardon?
You've not taken your pills, have you?
Pills? For mumps.
You're in denial, aren't you? Well, I happen to know that you need 2 green and 1 black and red every morning, or else. So now, have you or have you not had your pills this morning?
Bills for what? There's nothing wrong with me.
Not what I heard, pal. You go peculiar, you do. I can see it from here.
Really? Know what I can see? Mutton dressed as lamb and bloody rude with it.
Out that door, you. You've got 10 seconds to go and be peculiar somewhere else, and after that I call 999. Clear off, your half-baked fruitcake. Well?
With pleasure, madam. And relief. Hmm. But tell me, do you sell many houses like this?
Not to people who are voluntary peculiar, we don't. We like people who are normal round here.
Really? You must get quite lonely then.
What? What? Does that mean what I think it... Oh!
I think it does, yeah.
Did you hear what he called me? Did you hear what he said?
Most of it. I came in the back and stood and listened. And can I
he
say...
He tried to persuade me he'd had mumps as if I'd give a fig.
I know, but can I say...
He didn't just deny he'd not taken his pills. He denied he even needed to.
Colette, can I just say...
Mind that... you, that was odd when he said there was nobody there to meet him.
If he's not all there, he probably wasn't there.
True enough. And he called me mutton dressed as lamb.
That proves he's a loony. Because, Colette, you look wonderful.
Do I?
Oh, stunning. Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Oh. Well, don't feel you have to stop now, Barry.
Tracy, you can't get away with a quick phone call and that's the end of that. Because it's not...
You said she shouldn't be left waiting for someone who wasn't coming. So now she's not waiting.
No. Now she'll just be gutted. All dressed up and all for nothing and feeling a fool. All her hopes are all dashed and...
Oh, yeah. Look over there, right in the window. They've not even gone into the sanctum. Does she look gutted to you, then?
Well... Hey, yo.
What? Him there? Watching.
Oh, heck.
You know him?
I do. He taught me at school. Did PE. Made me do it, too. Keep fit, freak. Big Jeff. He's her husband, Mr. Kershaw.
Ooh.
That was Bun and Co. Barry Bun was played by Keith Barron, Colette by Julia Deakin, Nigel by James Frost, and Tracy by Lindsay Marshall. Mr. Henshaw was played by Simon Treves. It was written by Mike Stott, produced by Bruce Hyman, and directed by Dirk Maggs. Bun & Co. was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.